This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shohei 16 for his last 19 with runners in scoring position. That's where Smith is on second. The pitch is hit high in the air, right field, hooking toward the pole, and this ball is fair and gone. Shohei Ohtani unloads a three-run home run here in the top of the eighth inning. His second of the postseason makes it 7-0 L.A.
That's Dodgers Radio Network, as Shohei Ohtani hits the, three-run home run?
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. There was nothing. Next thing you looked up, it was a blowout. Like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, it went from 2-0 to 4-0, and then, of course, Ohtani kind of separates everything with that blast. And kind of nice to see that for him, because the one thing about watching playoff baseball when your team's not in it, I want to watch superstars. I want to see what some of the best, or at least who's supposed to be, what they're doing in these big moments. And it's kind of cool to see that last night from him.
I'm hating.
Yeah?
Yeah. Two teams with $300 million payrolls and another one with $250 million payroll.
I'm hating. Yeah, I get it, but I want this to keep happening, because anytime Tampa Bay gets near it, it's like, see? See, you guys don't. But look, this is two teams that had buys that are two of the highest payrolls in all of baseball. And then we have another team. The other team had a buy, too, in Cleveland. And in the one team, the Mets have been playing playoff games since freaking May.
I get what you're saying, but if baseball was even a level playing field financially, then you're right. I want the team spending more money winning it all, because other teams are just being cheap for no reasons. But the Pirates aren't being cheap for no reason. The Rays aren't being cheap for no reason. The Orioles, they're not being cheap for no reason. They're being cheap for a reason, because it's just not even. You look at the markets. The highest payroll. Let me give you the top 10 payrolls in the market. Two New York teams. That's market number one. L.A., which I believe is market number two. Philly, top five market. Houston. The Rangers, Dallas. Mm-hmm. Toronto, all of Canada. Atlanta, Chicago, San Francisco. It's not an accident.
Yeah, they're all big markets.
They're all big markets. You know, now, you know, the Giants own the Bay Area, so Oakland's not going to get anything of that.
And Oakland doesn't spend any money anyway, so it doesn't matter.
It is odd that the Red Sox are out of the top 10.
Well, but this is almost by design, though, right?
Because, for the Red Sox, yeah.
Because they're rebuilding.
Yeah. They're rebuilding to the tune of a payroll of $176 million. That's their rebuilding.
Yeah.
Almost $200 million.
I mean, some of their vets are going to, their contracts are going to be coming up. They've got very young. Their farm system has a few more pieces in it, and it'd just be interesting to see what happens with the Red Sox over the next couple of years. But to your point, the only reason I bring this up is, like, I just get frustrated with anytime Tampa or a Kansas City or another smaller market team makes a run, and people go, "See, you don't have to have it." And I'm going, I get it, but for every one of those you give me, I can give you three teams that are the highest paid teams in the league, and they're going to be right there with them.
This Final Four is an example. Four teams. Three of them, major markets, big-time payroll, one Cleveland not, and they're the ones that are being overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they don't belong with the other big boys.
They don't have enough starting pitching to compete with these other teams.
Speaking of starting pitching across the board, the Dodgers have been money. What is that? Four shutouts now?
Yeah.
The playoffs, three or four?
Well, they broke the record of consecutive shutout innings. And then Lindor stops that with the leadoff run.
Tied it. They tied it. Yeah. Don't take that from the Orioles, man. We got to hold on to that one.
My bad. They tied it.
And Lindor said, you know, I'm an Oriole fan deep down inside.
Yeah.
So I'm hit this leadoff
bang,
home
bang.
Run.
Screw that.
But is that your thing this morning?
What?
That's the third bang, bang this
bang,
morning.
Bang, bang.
It's four.
Are you sure I've done that
Mick
much?
Foley, yes. Yes.
Yeah. At least twice.
Shut up, Joe. Bang, bang. I can go boom, boom.
Five.
It's not. But the Mets is overmatched by Dodgers pitching 2 of the 3 games.
Yeah, and again, last night, Walker Buehler.
Buehler.
Not like he hasn't been a good pitcher, but anytime you can. The thing I loved about it, the wind's blowing in, right? So you got 12 miles an hour. So what did Walker Buehler do?
Buehler.
It's not likely that they hit a home run off me, so I'm just going to challenge them and throw it in the strike zone.
Right.
And I'm not going to walk guys. I'm not going to nibble. And he got some strikeouts, which he's not a big strikeout pitcher, but just a guy that has solid stuff, gets ground balls, and used to be a guy that went deep into games. Now, coming back from injury, he's not quite that guy, and we'll see if he gets back to it.
But. And in the playoffs, we're not testing him to be that kind of guy. You just do what you got to do. Sit your ass down. Let the bullpen take care of the rest.
What also,
and last night, what did he go last night? 4 innings? Giving up no runs on 3 hits, 6 strikeouts, 2 walks.
But you see, like they realize, like, hey, we put him back out there for one more go round. We're playing with fire because now they're seeing him a third time around, and we don't want that.
A scoreless game, mm-hmm. So you don't want, you know, if you have a lead, you got a 4 or 5 run lead, you might throw him back out there. But then again, playoffs, you might not because you don't want to start the fire.
Yeah, you don't want to be the guy saying, why'd you leave him in too long? Because I think if you pull a guy like Walker Buehler, and if you're looking at his track record, not over his career, but recently, you'd go, okay, I get it. The same thing with, is Matt Boyd going today for the Guardians? I didn't see if they released their starting pitcher yet because I know it's Clark Schmidt for the Yankees. But Matt Boyd's a guy that they're going to throw out there for if he's rolling, he might get 4 innings, but more than likely, you're probably going to get, you know, 3 innings from him. If he gets knocked around, they go right to the bullpen.
It's Matt Boyd today.
Yeah. So
this is his first appearance, isn't it?
No. He's been in a bunch of games so far. Remember, he was the guy that went toe-to-toe with Tarik Skubal.
First start?
No. He started, this is his, technically his third start. He started game 1 and game 5 for the Guardians against the Tigers. Because remember, in the first one, it was an afternoon game. He was throwing crazy chains ups, and they were striking out left and right.
I'm asking because he hadn't given up any runs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pitched 6 2/3 innings.
So, and this is his third start, and he's only pitched 6 2/3.
Yeah, no runs on 5 hits.
Yeah. He's been pretty good. And again,
10 strikeouts.
Matt Boyd was probably the best Tigers pitcher when they were going through this whole rebuild and everything.
And then
he got hurt. And then we found out who Tarik Skubal was, and it's like, oh, maybe we want to take a peek at this guy.
What do you think about this Yamamoto-Quintana matchup tonight? Quintana, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so the one thing I'd say about that in particular is Yamamoto, if he's on, it's going to be tough, but this Mets team has just been so scrappy that it wouldn't shock me to see them get after it. The one thing I love about Jose Quintana, I don't know how long he's going to pitch. He's been doing this for what feels like 15 or 16 years now, doesn't throw extremely hard, gets some soft contact, ground balls, every once in a while get some strikeouts, but he really does limit damage. And I feel like if the wind is blowing in again, he has a chance to have a great performance tonight.
His first game against San Diego, he wasn't very good. 3 innings, 5 runs. Second game against San Diego, a week later, he was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
5 innings, no runs, number Yamamoto. So we'll see what Yamamoto steps up tonight.
And it's weird because, remember, his first start was against the Padres and they beat his ass over in Korea.
Right.
And then he comes back, faces them the second time and just stifles them. Lights out. Not touching him, nothing. And that's why I'm not like, I think he's a really good pitcher. I just need to see more. He got hurt and we didn't get to see him over the long haul.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.